Well, a beautiful week of baseball coming up, game two, Giants-Dodgers. We welcome in Henry Schulman, Hank Schulman, formerly covered the Giants as the beat reporter for the Chronicle and a long-time baseball writer. Henry is retired, and love having him on the Talk Ball. Henry, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Marty. Glad to be on.
I love having you on. You know that. Well, this is now.
I thought people would have forgotten about me by now, but okay.
Nah, not at all. We follow you on Twitter, right. And believe me, we know your opinions. It's very good. All right, 45 games down, tied with the Padres, the Dodgers a game back. What is your initial reaction to that?
Well, they're for real. I mean, 40 games is generally, in baseball, considered the first real, fair point of review. And, I mean, you can't do what the Giants have done, no matter what their schedule looks like, and then argue that it's a facade. That doesn't mean it's predictive of what's going to happen the rest of the season. I mean, they have obvious shortfalls, the two mainly being they can't keep their core players on the field, and they really don't have their bullpen. They really kind of have a weak bullpen until you get to the very late innings. And those would have to be addressed either internally or externally if they want to, keep it going. But, I mean, I think that the fans have a reasonable expectation of a winning season.
Bill Lasky here. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, neighbor.
I know. I saw you walking around the neighborhood the other day, but you were on your little walk, so I didn't want to interrupt you. But it's good seeing you around the neighborhood. It's great. I'm glad you're good retirement days. But I want to throw this to you, Henry. The Giants' defense has only committed 14 errors this year. They're number one in Major League Baseball. Last night, another great play by Crawford, turning a double play. But the play that I'm talking about is the play Yastrzemski did throwing Bauer out at first base. In the era when I played in the 80s and 90s, they did that a lot. They just haven't – I haven't seen that in a while. Tell me your thoughts on that whole play.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, I have to agree with what I think it was Kruko said on the air yesterday. I mean, you see that play occasionally, but you don't usually see the guy get thrown out by as much as Bauer did. That just shows you how shallow – Yastrzemski was playing. I think that you can maybe cheat a little bit at Oracle Park because the right field wall is not that deep. But the one thing I was thinking after I saw the play is, look, Bauer is not a good hitter. He doesn't have a hit this year. But you got a right-handed hitter with a lefty on the mound who throws hard. If anything, he's going to be late and he hit the ball to right field. And if he happened to lay into one, it could have been trouble if he had hit that ball a little harder. Bauer might have been able to run all day. But I think the Giants have done a tremendous job with their positioning all year. It's one thing to not have errors. Errors are an important kind of guidepost to how a defense is doing. But it's the balls that they can get to. And it's still weird. As an old timer, and we're all three of us are old timers, let's face it. It's weird to see a ball off the bat from the center field camera view, and you think, oh, well, that's going to be an out. That's going to be a double play for sure. And it goes up the middle because nobody's positioned there, or vice versa. You see a ball and go, oh, man, that's a hit. And then all of a sudden you look, and there's Brandon Crawford playing, 20, 25 feet away from third base, or vice versa. And you got to give the coaches credit for the way they position guys. And I mean, they took a little bit of a gamble there with Yastrzemski playing up, but it paid off in a big way.
Henry, is there a bigger part of this great beginning to the Giants season than the starting pitching? Because when you look at the numbers, when you look at the numbers, it's like they're throwing Marichal out there every day when you look at the ERAs and the whips and all that. But nothing bigger than the starting rotation. Can it stay that way?
Well, I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, the biggest issue, obviously, is depth. I mean, they lost Logan Webb, and they don't have a logical person to throw in there. A lot of teams would. They'd have an experienced starter in AAA. And, I mean, if we were 2 weeks to 3 weeks later, they could just maybe throw Tyler Beattie in there. But the fact that they don't have, that Cueto's out, now Webb is out, and they apparently have to throw a bullpen game, tells you a little bit about the depth issue. And I think that, if the Giants are still in it 2 months from now, which I think there's a reasonable expectation to be, I think they're going to have to go out and get experienced starters and experienced relief. I mean, I think that's clear right now. But in general, with the starters they have, you know, I keep seeing Gausman's name come up as a potential, you know, Cy Young candidate. But then you look at the, you know, the numbers that the Sclafani and Wood are putting up as well, and you go, well, gosh, you know, look at their numbers. You know, you'd have to consider them as well too, especially you know, I mean, all three of them have these, you know, just ridiculously low ERAs, and that's, you know, that's what's kept them in, because they've struggled at the plate at times, even with all the home runs. They've struggled with their bullpen. It's the starters that have kept them in the game. And I think that throughout the ages, and I don't care what team it is, when you go to the ballpark every day as a fan, a player, media, whatever, and you know that it's going to be a close game because your starters are going to keep you in it, mm-hmm. that makes the team a lot more intriguing and fun to watch.
Hey, Henry, Brandon Belt, Crawford, and Posey, in 45 games, they've hit 27 home runs. Surprise in your eyes, or do you think this is more what we're going to see the rest of the year?
I'm only in the macro view, I'm surprised, because look, they're older, they're hitting better than they did when they were younger in terms of power. Not so much Belt, but you know, this is, so you look at it and go, well, that's not sustainable. Except all three of the guys we're talking about, and really in particular Crawford and Posey. You know, I mean, you could throw Longoria in there too. They bought into the new way of hitting, and it's the uppercut, it's the launch angle, it's not so much worrying about striking out. You know, it's about getting the ball up in the air, and all to some degree did some private coaching. I don't think Posey's admitted it, but I think he did, from what I remember from hearing last year, and you know. It's an equalizer. It's an equalizer for guys who are 33 and 34 years old who shouldn't be hitting in what really the statistics now show is not even the beginning of the decline years. I mean, nowadays you can look at it statistically, and you're talking about, you know, the beginning of the decline usually starts around age 29 now, 28, 29, and 30. And I don't see any reason why they can't keep it up. The big issue, of course, is keeping them on the field.
Contract year, Henry. It's a contract year. We see it all the time, and players respond to that contract year, and they've responded to it. I think that's part of it, too. But, look, you grew up in Southern California. There's nothing like this Giant-Dodger rivalry and the villains that go along the way, and you've seen them over the years, Reggie Smith, Lasorda, whoever it may be. And here's Bauer. He's in the middle of it now. He squarely put himself in the middle of it, and I think it's terrific.
Yeah, you know, and he's a guy who likes to be controversial. Anybody who follows him on social media knows that. And what he said in his post game, I truly believe. I think he's a guy who feeds off the negative energy coming from the opponent. He was getting booed at the end and, you know, booed all the game. And then, you know, when he really needed it, and it just looked like he was going to give it up big time, he reared back, got 96 through 96, and, you know, the hitters couldn't catch up with it. And he had that little extra mile an hour or two there. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's funny. You mentioned me growing up in Southern California. When I was a teenager and I was really starting to get into going to the games, especially, you know, by myself and taking the bus and all that, it was the Dodgers and the Reds because it was the era of the big red machine. And, you know, the Giants just weren't really relevant at the time. And then as soon as I moved up here, and it wasn't long before you had 1982 and the Morgan homer and that whole season, that you really go, okay, this really is kind of a big deal. And, you know, and everybody has been saying it, and it's true. You know, this rivalry is better. Just like any Cubs, Cardinals, Yankees, Red Sox, any rivalry like that is better when both teams are playing well. I mean, it's funny that, the Giants – even when they were losing all those years, they always seemed to play the Dodgers well. You know, they could finish the season 71 and 91, whether it was in the middle of the 2000s or now, even with the Dodgers winning all these divisions, they could finish 71 and 91 and then still go 9-9 against the Dodgers. And, you know, but when both teams are going this well, it really does make it fun.
You know, Henry, staying on Bauer a little bit, do you think he understands this rivalry because he's kind of new at it, or did he just hear about it and he wants to be on stage? Now that Bumgarner and Puig are gone, maybe this is the new target of the back of the Giants' need.
Well, you know, he did grow up in Los Angeles, and he did grow up a big fan of Tim Lincecum, so he paid attention. So I think that, you know, this is not just a guy who, you know, came from somewhere back east, then played his whole career in Ohio, and then all of a sudden got dropped into this. I think he knew a little bit about it. I guess he said at the end, I didn't see this, but he said at the end that he ended his news conference just by volunteering, you know, undefeated, undisputed, talking about the Dodgers being champions. And I'm thinking, you played a big part in that championship last year, didn't you, buddy, while you were, you know, playing for the Reds. I think he wants to get into it. And you're right. They're, you know, the two biggest boogeymen for the other team right now are gone. I mean, I can imagine a Giants fan having distaste with Kershaw or Justin Turner, for instance. But, I mean, they're both really good guys. I mean, it's hard to root against Kershaw or Kershaw or Turner and vice versa. I mean, it's kind of hard to root against Posey or Crawford or Belt as human beings. With Bumgarner and Puig gone, you don't have that. So, now, just got to figure out who it's going to be on the Giants side. Maybe it'll be one of the new blood who comes up here. Who knows? I mean, I haven't seen Elliot Ramos play or Marco Luciano, but, you know, some of these younger guys come up and, you know, they don't care about, rules, unwritten rules. And, you know, maybe they'll be the Bauer, the Puig, and the Bumgarner of the future era.
Boy, great perspective, Henry. That's another good show for us, the way this week with La Russa and the unwritten rules and all that stuff. It'd be great to get your thoughts on it. But love having you on. It made me think of this when you said the Giants-Dodgers, it doesn't matter what the records are. And, Bill, I've mentioned this to you, 1934. Bill Terry was the manager of the New York Giants, the great Bill Terry. And he was asked about Brooklyn. How are they going to do this year? And he said, is Brooklyn still in the league? And, of course, it went down to the last weekend of the season, Bill, just like 82 for you.
Yeah.
And the Brooklyn Dodgers knocked the Giants out of 1934, the last day of the season. And that's what Giants-Dodgers is all about. So, Bill, you've been through it. Henry, you articulated beautifully. And I love having you on, Hank. And we got more to talk about as this season unfolds, so I appreciate you being on today.
But you know where to find me.
Thanks, Henry.
All right, that is Hank Schulman. Bill, coming up next, you had a chat, you are going to chat with Eno Saris of The Athletic.
Yeah, we kind of talked earlier this week on some of the things that we wanted to talk about. And, of course, it's comparisons about the Dodgers and the Giants of what they did then and what they're doing now on different things, barrel hits, how many balls are solid off the barrel to how many different pitches are being thrown, velocity, things like that. So I'm talking to him next on Talking Baseball here, Marty, and we're going to see what Mr. Saris comes up with.
Beautiful. Look forward to it. All right, more coming up right after this.